I double checked before I pressed the record button that Chris was ready. Because last time I caught him off guard, had to stall. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. We are ready to run down the biggest stories in all of Clarksville for the week. This is the Clarksville Rundown, a Clarksville Now original podcast. Often imitated, never duplicated. Mm-hmm. So we break down the biggest stories. My name is Ryan Pluckelman. Chris Smith is the editor-in-chief of ClarksvilleNow.com. Ready to give people the news?
I'm ready to give people all kinds of news.
All right. This is a good lineup.
That's a pretty good lineup. Yeah. We got some hard news. We got some soft news. Yeah. We got a little bit of sports thrown in.
Everything in between.
That's right.
Let's do it.
All right. So there's been a controversy for many years now.
In this town?
In this town.
Some controversy. Get right out.
About whether the schools should be built one story or two stories.
Right.
This really came to a head probably about 5 years ago. Mm. A lot of county commissioners and the county provides funding for building the new schools, or at least have to approve it. They were very upset because the schools are constantly looking for land, constantly wanting to build new schools. So they finally get a big old plot of land and they build a one-story school on it.
Yeah.
And it frustrates some county leaders because they say, just build it two stories. You can put more students there, better use of the land. You don't need as much land and you can, pack more kids in.
Right.
And the school system was very resistant to that. And this is true. This is a fact. It is more expensive per student to build a two-story school than it is to build a one-story school.
Right, because you have to build a structure. The ceiling of the first floor is no longer just a roof that has to make sure that it can handle ice and that sort of thing. It has to hold a whole other floor. Mm-hmm. So the structural integrity and the cost in that building vertically is more expensive than just building out.
Right. Plus, you can't just put a bunch of stairwells in.
Right.
You've got to have an elevator.
Yep.
Because of ADA compliance.
Right.
So you put in an elevator. Well, now you've got the cost of an elevator, which is friggin' expensive.
They're not cheap.
Plus, you've got to maintain that elevator.
Yes.
For however many years.
When you were a kid, did you lie and when you were a high school senior and try and sell elevator passes to the freshmen in your school, even though there was no elevator?
I think we tried to sell swimming pool passes, but there's no swimming pool. This isn't It's a Wonderful Life with the hydraulically opening gymnasium floor that goes into a underground chamber swimming pool. No, we never had an elevator when I was.
We didn't either.
But
the freshmen believed there was an elevator.
Yeah, I know, because I remember kids going up and down the stairs in crutches and having to have their friends help them up and down the stairs in crutches.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also a fire suppression. Mm-hmm. There's a fire suppression issues, and you've got to have sprinkler systems.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of reasons why it's more expensive. Well, what's happened in the last few years is the availability of land in Montgomery County has gone way down.
Yeah.
And the price of land has gone way up. So it's gotten to the point now where it actually is economically better to build a two-story school.
Because the land is so expensive.
Yeah.
The land offsets the cost.
You don't have, I'm making up acres here. I don't know the actual, you don't have necessarily a 10-acre plot of land that you can put a school on anymore. You've got, your choices are all 7 acres,
right.
5 acres, and whatever. So you can't have this big, expansive piece of land to put a sprawling one-story school on. You got to build them smaller and taller.
So finally, the online internet architects and the people on the school board that were like, you know what's making our society weak? The kids don't have stairs. They got to walk up every day at school. We had to walk up flights of stairs.
It's not necessarily that they were always right. They have become right.
They become right, yeah. And that just goes to show you, if you entrench into an opinion long enough and just hold on to it, maybe you'll be right someday.
Yeah, the apocalypse will happen at some point.
So right now, every social media architect, is going, I told you. I told you it made more sense to build two-story schools.
Yeah. Well, and there is a good point to be made that, hey, maybe if the schools had been built two stories all along, we wouldn't be in the land crunch that we're in now.
That's very true. But who could have really predicted the incredible growth of Clarksville?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is one of these things where, we saw growth, but in the last couple of years, it's exploded at a rate that no one anticipated. And that's kind of why our heads are spinning and we're like, we got to build more schools. Just got to build more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and just today, this week, I've been in a Leadership Clarksville thing and saw, this will be coming up later on, but the Clarksville Fire Rescue, they're building a headquarters building. Mm-hmm. Clarksville Fire Rescue, this is their first actual newly built headquarters building. How long have we had the Clarksville Fire Department?
It's been a while.
50 years? Yeah. 75 I think years? More than 100 that. Years?
I think maybe 100 or plus.
I mean, how long have we had a fire department? And they've never had a friggin' office. They've never had a headquarters. It's finally being built. They've just stayed in whatever the largest station is, yeah. Like the downtown station. That was their headquarters. They're living in, or they're working out of trailers. They have been working out of trailers and dumpy old buildings. They worked out of a church for a while until the building got condemned. So they're finally going to have like headquarters. But this is the kind of thing that happens when a community grows so fast that you can't catch up.
Now I can just picture Freddie Montgomery, mm-hmm. Clarksville fire chief, who was Hopkinsville's fire chief and was mm-hmm. like, I'm getting out. And then he got a sweet Clarksville offer. Here he is moving down, just driving down I-24, rolling into Clarksville going, I want to have a sweet office. Mm-hmm. And then he rolls up on a building that they're going to condemn. Like, you're right over there by all the collapsed drywall. Yeah. Just move that aside and put your desk there.
Yeah, watch out for that hole that goes down to the basement. Don't
step walk
on
around
that
hole. Just walk around
we'll
it.
Put a carpet over that. Fix it right up.
So about time. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so now the plan is, so all these schools are built with prototypes. Mm-hmm. So the next prototype for their elementary schools is going to be a two-story prototype.
And this is not going to be the school that had all the controversy recently. That one's going to be one story. The next elementary school they're going to build is going to be, you didn't look at that.
Well,
how could you not have looked at that?
We got 30 schools in this community. Actually, like 36.
There's a lot.
But yeah, there's a lot of schools. And this is elementary school 26 is the one being built.
So so Pineapple Elementary is going to be two stories. Can you answer that question? Will Pineapple Elementary School, upside down Pineapple Elementary School, be the two-story prototype? Or will it be the following one?
That silence you hear is me reading through the story as fast as I can.
Can you hear Chris's wheel on his mouse moving?
I don't know, man. Read the story.
Read the story on ClarksvilleNow.com.
So we're going to have 5 new schools by 2035.
Oh, wow.
The plan is to have it by 2025, by 2035,
yeah.
3 new elementary schools, 1 new middle school, and a high school.
Okay, so you know what this means. My plan for Wilma Rudolph High School, middle school, and elementary school is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. One can only hope. All right, next story. Speaking of growth, Clarksville recently was ranked 4th nationwide in the percentage of millennials buying houses.
Now, what exactly is a millennial?
A millennial? I'm glad you asked that, Ryan.
Because Chris is a boomer.
No, I'm not a boomer. I'm Gen X.
I'm a Gen
X. My mom is a boomer.
You're one side of Gen X. I'm the other side of Gen X.
That's true. I'm on
you
the
You behave
older
like
side.
A boomer.
Hey,
get off my lawn. So millennials, are our kids millennials? Or are they Generation Z or whatever?
I just have the date. Millennials were born between 1980 and 1998.
Oh, okay. All right. Those are millennials. All right.
So my oldest child is a millennial.
Gotcha. All
right. And then the younger ones are Gen Z, born between 1999 and 2004.
So 2000 or 1980 and up, that's a millennial. Mm-hmm. And we're number 4 for millennials buying houses.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and that's as a percentage of home buyers in the community. And this is, we get a lot of studies. We see friggin' study a week comes out, usually from various sources of varying reliability. Mm-hmm. This one's the National Association of Realtors, which is a reliable source. So they basically said that, there's all kinds of demographic factors that could influence that: housing affordability, cost of living, availability of homes, and demographic trends. So for Clarksville, the demographic trend is soldiers.
Right.
We got a bunch of soldiers. They retire effectively at age 40. And so they start looking to put down roots. Mm. So they buy houses. And those soldiers, if you're age 40 now, you're basically a millennial.
Yeah.
So that sort of accounts for it.
Makes perfect sense. And I will say that I know that I read the comments. I always do before we Frank in
Don't read
bad
the comments.
Book. I do. I like to read the comments. the reality is, and people talk about the expensiveness. Is that a word, expensiveness?
Expense.
Can I just say expensiveness?
Oh, yeah, just say, no, just no, say, say you expense. Can say expensiveness if you want, but you're wrong.
The expense of purchasing a home is crazy here in Clarksville. And the house prices have risen over the last decade, but still very reasonable considering other places. Mm-hmm. I saw a story the other day. Imagine this nightmare. This was taking place in New York, in Brooklyn. This woman had inherited this $1 million home from her parents in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. It turned out Some squatters decided before she could move in, they just move into the house. And New York has these crazy squatters laws where if someone just moves into your house and they're there for a certain number of days, you can't just remove them from your house.
Squatters' rights.
Right. Yeah. So this woman is badly, and I'm thinking, and in my head, I'm reading this article, and I'm going, $1 million house. This is going to be a mansion, right? This is going to look like something off the Bluffs. Those houses you see in Liberty Park when you look up on the Bluffs, you see those big houses.
Old Ben Folly up
right?
there.
Yeah. I'm thinking Ben Follyville here.
Yeah.
And they showed the house. And it was, if it was 1,500 square feet, I'd be surprised.
Wow.
If it was built later than 1970, I'd be surprised. Look, a 1960 small house, and I'm like, oh, that's what $1 million will buy you in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
Clarksville seems pretty darn cheap compared to that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, houses, if you inherit a house in the New York City area, I mean, that's worth something.
Right.
You know, you live there the rest of your life, and you get cheap housing. But, you know.
But what I didn't know is, as long as you can, you don't even have to own a house in New York.
That's just
if you move in before they do, you can just claim a squatter's rights, and then you.
Wonder what the time period is for that?
I have no idea.
It's like a few weeks. I mean,
I don't know. But I'm going to look it up.
Business.
I'm going to look it up and let's start squatting.
Yeah.
You know,
was it buy it or flip it or something? Like,
yeah.
Call it squatted.
Squat and flip.
Squat and flip.
We're calling it squat and flip.
Yeah.
We're squatting in a New York house, and we're going to put some paint on the walls and then flip it.
I mean, it just sounds so medieval.
It does.
It's like, you know, house is empty for like a week.
Right.
You show up and some guy stand there and it's like, hey, finders keepers. It's my house.
Right.
Get off my lawn. It's
right.
Like, I have the friggin' lease. I have the title to this house.
Which I think
it belonged to my mother.
In Clarksville, that's not going to happen. Right. Yeah. In Clark, if you buy a house in Clarksville and some schmuck is sitting there going, yeah, squatter's rights. You can call the sheriff's department and John Fuson himself will go there and quickly remove the person from your house.
It's wild.
Yeah. But anyway, all that to say.
All that to say, Clarksville house price of housing here, instead of being $1 million, is about $268,000. That's
the
average price that millennials paid.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which this is a scary thought. The median income of a millennial in Clarksville is $45,000. That may be a family income as opposed to an individual income. And so that ends up being something like 70% of, not where is it? 35% of their salary.
Oh, wow. Dave Ramsey's not happy.
The cost of their income, like as a portion of their income, 35%, whereas a normal buyer, it's 27%.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. So millennials are having to pay a higher share of their income toward housing.
Dave Ramsey's very upset about this.
Mm-hmm. So when you want to complain about, you know, oh, you millennials always whining about you want to, you know, have your tuition paid for and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's because the cost of housing as a share of income has gone up so radically much.
Oh, for
imagine
sure.
Imagine trying to buy, I mean, a $270,000 house. I can't imagine. How do you pay for a $250,000 house? That's beyond me.
But
I know, but it's just that figure.
Well,
it astounds me.
The number's crazy. And you look at how the numbers have increased. Mm-hmm. Even since I moved to Clarksville, I've been in Clarksville for 19 years. And just the values have quadrupled mm-hmm. since I've been here. And I have to tackle that nowadays with the interest rates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't envy you. By the way, I noticed some other lists on ClarksvilleNow.com.
Okay.
In regards to Clarksville. I'm going to make sure this is not on the list. It's not. Turned out, I don't know why you published this story, but someone did some research on the counties in Tennessee with the highest STD levels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
Williamson County was number one. Number one for country music and STDs. Number mm-hmm. two is Montgomery County.
Well, that's all the prostitution in Williamson County.
Is there a lot of it there?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just making wild accusations.
But yeah, we were number two. We may be number four on the list of millennials can buy homes here, but we're number two on the list of counties in Tennessee when it comes to STDs.
You know, some of that's going to be a function of our age. You know, I mean, we're a much younger community than the rest of Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we get down.
That's part of it.
Yeah. That's why everybody knew what the pineapple meant when it came to that school controversy. Because Clarksville knows what's going down.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
I did see that on ClarksvilleNow.com, by the way.
Yeah. Nice.
That was a great story.
So, another story in the news. We got updates recently on this is another growth story. on a bunch of industrial projects that are underway in Clarksville.
There's a lot of them. There's Amazon. Mm-hmm. There's LG Chem. Mm-hmm. There's Dunghwa Electrolytes, which has nothing to do with sports drinks. Mm-hmm. And then there's Kewpie.
Do not make that mistake.
No, it's not. Don't walk in the store and go, you guys got some Dunghwa drink in here? Because they won't even know. It's not the same thing. Yeah. And then Kewpie, mm-hmm. they're going to make the Yum Yum sauce here in Clarksville.
Yeah, that is edible.
That is. You can actually have the Yum Yum sauce. Yeah. They haven't found a way to work Yum Yum sauce into electric car batteries, but if they can figure that out perfectly.
What the conductivity of soy sauce is.
We're going to find out. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and you see a lot, especially in the industrial park, a lot of construction, a lot of things being built.
So there are 10 active construction sites right now in the industrial park. Mm-hmm. At this meeting where they were talking about this, they said there's 2,500 construction workers employed right now at the park. So, you know, those 2,500 construction workers aren't necessarily from Clarksville.
Right.
These are people who have come into town, you know, generally who are doing these construction jobs. And, you know, I mean, this will result in a total of like, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 jobs over the next 10 years. But just building something in and of itself is a huge economic impact. Because those construction workers, they're staying at hotels and motels, Holiday Inn, and they're eating. They're not cooking, you know, eggs for breakfast in their hotel. They're going to the nearby Papa John's or
Cracker Barrel,
and basically eating at the local restaurants. Mm-hmm. So the restaurants are loving it, and hotels and motels are loving it.
It's a big boom. This is a story worth checking out on ClarksonL.com, because for me, I was looking at it, and I finally got an answer to what the heck are they building. Mm-hmm. There's the three buildings that are off of International Boulevard there. And I was like, what the heck are those things? Daycare. They're building a 3-building daycare center. Mm-hmm. Most of those slots will be for people that work in the industrial park.
Yeah.
So how convenient is that?
And that is actually an innovative thing that other communities have been coming to Clarksville to tour that facility and learn about it, because it's just this wonderful idea. I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look at who had this idea, but this is great. I mean, you've got the problem of all these, you need all these warehouse workers and factory workers. Well, a lot of them are single parents or, you know, husband is military. Well, he's gone on deployment. Yeah. So mom needs daycare for a child, but daycare is so expensive. So these, all of these jobs, if I'm not mistaken, I think the nearby industries get a 50% discount on the daycare if they work, say, at Hankook.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, so you get a huge discount. So it's basically providing subsidized daycare for people who work in the industrial park.
Another pioneering plan.
That's right.
Right here in Clarksville. People coming from all over to go, you're doing what now? Let me take a look at this.
And it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win. You know, Youth Academy, they're running it. They get the business. Mm-hmm. Hankook can hire more employees because they've got daycare.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I didn't know what those buildings were until I looked at that story at ClarksvilleNow.com, so it's worth checking out for sure.
Swimming pool. They have a
swimming pool in there, yeah.
So this next one that has been creates an interesting little debate. So a while back, we announced that the school system was suing Facebook, Meta, Instagram, TikTok. School system is suing all these social media operations because of the psychological harm that they have done to students of CMCSS.
It's interesting. It's a very interesting story to read, and it's very interesting to see both sides of the argument. And I know that there's 32 other school districts joining Montgomery County in this suit. And what's interesting is when you first think about social media, of course, we didn't grow up with this. Mm-hmm. Cartoons on at 3 o'clock, turned on the TV.
Bugs Bunny was the most harmful thing you're going to expose to.
Exactly. And I can see where, and I know there's been talk about, you know, the United States Congress banning TikTok, and people have been talking about social media. And what I think people forget is we have this idea of social media, right? Like you have an idea that you have a Facebook page, you have 300 people that follow you on Facebook, or you're friends with 300 people on Facebook, and your Facebook feed is whatever your friends are posting whenever they post it, right? It's just this place that exists for you to see what your friends had for dinner last night or what your crazy uncle thinks about the presidential election. Mm-hmm. That's not reality. The reality is, it is a business, a for-profit business. And what is the product? You are the product. I am the product. Your kids are the product. And not only are they selling data, but they're using algorithms designed to keep you looking longer. So let's say your friend posts a picture of what they had for dinner. If the algorithm deems that that won't keep you looking at Facebook or X, whatever it's called, this is Twitter. You have to go to Twitter.com.
Just call Twitter.
Twitter and Instagram. If they don't deem, their algorithm doesn't deem that people are going to interact with that, they won't show it to anybody. But they will show you things that you will interact with. And generally, those things are things designed to make you angry, to elicit a strong emotional response. Usually that emotional response is anger. So they're not just showing you what your friends are showing you. They're showing you what they want you to see to keep you on the site long enough. And they do not care about what that does to your mental health. They do not care. It is a for-profit business, and you are the product. So when you realize that that's what social media, and this is not me being crazy, and this is not me,
this
conspiracy
is a study show.
This is reality.
Yeah, they're going for that dopamine rush.
Right.
And that dopamine rush can be provided by all kinds of things like indignant righteousness, anger, sex.
Right.
You know, all kinds of things that just get that emotional hit going.
Yes.
Praise. Oh, if you can get people to like your posts. So what does it do? It creates people who are just constantly worried about other people liking their posts. So it creates this weird dynamic that your social media presence is somehow you.
Right.
You know, and it just messes people up, especially if your brain is still developing and you're just a kid.
And so let's be honest. Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, whoever owns TikTok, the Chinese government, they do not care about your well-being or your children's well-being.
They don't live in Clarksville.
All they care about is how much money they can get from advertisers by selling your data and by showing you things that will get you worked up. They're playing people for profits. And so it is interesting to be the first person, the first group to say, you know what? Maybe you bear some responsibility in the negative things that are coming.
For all the depression and anxiety and violence that's going on among our children right now.
Because, again, it's not a poster board where they just show you what your friends are posting in order of when they post it. They show you what they feel will get you worked up and emotional. And so it's interesting.
Yeah.
And it ties in with that TikTok ban, which is a whole other thing. I mean, imagine a government, a foreign government, wanting to use a social media platform to manipulate another country's populace?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that for years.
Right. I guess it's okay when we do it.
Yeah,
when it's done
not okay
to us.
When China does it to us.
Right. So it's interesting to see. And I can again see where people are saying it's the parents' responsibility.
And that's the problem. It is the parents' responsibility. But there's not enough responsible parents out there. And so the school system becomes the de facto last guardian of, you know, helping kids survive, you know, all this horror. But it's weird because there are two sides to this. The school system is continuing to allow kids to have phones in school, to have phones in class.
Because they're tired of the parents getting mad when the phone's taken away and they got to go to the principal's office to pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's just a hot mess.
It is. It really is a mess.
But the thing is, and this is where I do side with the schools on this, the social media companies have just been allowed to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And they've never had to be held accountable for the damage that they've caused. And so they're not checking themselves. They're not doing enough to check the content they publish. Is this false? Is this overly violent? Are we exposing children to things they shouldn't be seeing? And that thing about posting false information, I mean, hell, I spent my career under threat of lawsuit for publishing false information. Why is it that Facebook and TikTok are allowed to do this?
I don't get it. Yeah, it makes no sense. And the thing is, we have looked into laws against other products that we have found to be harmful to children. Mm-hmm. I mean, when's the last time you saw a 6-year-old smoking cigarettes in a picture from the 1800s? Because we realized those weren't healthy, and we passed laws restricting those. It's just, We know that the social media companies can create algorithms to get Chris and I worked up by what they're showing us. Mm-hmm. If they can do that, can't they create algorithms that will keep those sorts of things from children?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be in their best financial interest.
No, because they ain't going to make money off it. So, yeah. Again, I see both sides of the argument. Like, where does the government step in a situation like this?
Do you really want the government controlling social media companies?
Exactly.
There's that.
Right. If you say you don't want the government controlling social media companies, TikTok is controlled by the Chinese government. It's crazy. There's a reason why they don't allow people to have TikTok on government phones.
Yeah,
there's a reason. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what turns out with this.
Yeah, and the reason this is news for us is because Clarkson, Montgomery County was the first district to file this suit. We filed back in May 2022, yeah. And now 32 other school districts across Tennessee, including Metro Nashville, Shelby County, which is Memphis, have joined in this lawsuit along with us.
Yeah, read more about it on ClarksvilleNow.com. It's very interesting.
All right. So this is kind of cool. Some good news out of Clarksville. There's a guy who used to play football for Northeast, and then he played for Austin Peay, and he ended up going into coaching, and he got a call. He graduated from Northeast back in 2012.
Mm-hmm. So that's a while ago.
But he got a call from a friend saying, hey, you want to go play flag football with us in a rec league in Nashville?
So I had no idea it was a flag football rec league.
Yeah, so there's a flag football in the rec league in Nashville. So he went and played. He's ended up on the national flag football team and now has a shot at playing flag football in the Olympics.
The most shocking part of that story, I had no idea flag football was in the Olympics.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the Olympics.
How cool is that?
There's hot potato.
I don't think there's hot potato in the Olympics.
There's foursquare.
Yeah. Is there tetherball? Where's Olympic tetherball?
There's jump roping. There's tetherball. Lawn darts.
Oh, I would watch Olympic double dutch all day
I was joking about all of those. Double dutch competition.
Olympic double dutch? Why hasn't this happened?
Yeah.
That
would be cool.
Yes.
Speaking of someone who cannot jump rope.
Oh, I can't jump rope either.
Yeah, but seeing people do it. It's really impressive.
Do you know they make fake jump ropes now?
No.
It's weighted handles. So it moves exactly. It feels like a jump rope.
Uh-huh.
But you don't actually have to jump right to get the benefits of jump rope. Because jump rope is very cardiovascular and just muscular. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful exercise. But I can't do it to save my life. So for people like you and I, they make jump ropes that are weighted handles. So it looks like a jump rope handle, but it's got a weight.
Why would you cheat in an individual activity?
Well, you're not jump roping for points. It's not jump rope for heart. You know,
why don't you just teach yourself to jump rope?
Because some people can't. You can't. I can't either.
Well, then why would I bother trying?
I've been trying to jump rope for a fake device to pretend
you're jumping rope.
So you can get bennies. So you can get the jump rope bennies without the jump rope coordination.
Isn't the jump rope coordination the benefit of jump roping?
No, actually, it's the extras. The up and down jumping motion is actually the benefit, not the coordination.
So why not just jump up and down without moving your arms?
Because you can't buy that at the
store,
Chris.
You can do the pogo.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you want to try jump roping, you can get one of those first.
This sounds like an incredible waste of money.
It's no worse than the shake weight.
Well, that's true.
Which Chris had, and I told him, listen, HR, it came to me and said there got some various complaints about Chris shake weighting in his office. Yeah. And so I remember that very uncomfortable conversation I had to have with Chris about putting a shake weight.
It totally messed up my exercise routine because I would use that Suzanne Summers thigh burner and the shake weight.
At the same time.
And for some
thigh
reason,
master.
People just didn't understand that. They walked by my office and said, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so picture.
I'm exercising.
Yeah, picture Chris sitting. He just finished a hot story. On Clarksville Now, pressed enter, publish that bad boy. And so he grabs the thigh master, puts it between his knees, starts squeezing his thighs, and then he's shake weighting. And he's doing that. And people walk by. It is.
Yeah.
And you looked really ripped when you were doing this, but imagine people walking by. And so it was very strange. I'll tell you what, it's the strangest conversation I've ever had to have as a manager of asking an employee to stop thigh mastering and shake weighting at work.
So now I have to do them individually.
I told him, go in the break room and shake weight and close the door.
Good old days.
Yeah, man.
So flag football, it's a thing.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for them.
We have played flag football against each other. I don't know if we were on
We're on the same team.
Yeah. And I ran back and forth a whole lot.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had I've never seen so many 30 and 40 year olds so sore the next day they could barely walk. But on Thanksgiving, the day before we left work for Thanksgiving break this year, we had a family flag football game in the field out back, and we'll try and get it on an actual football field this coming year.
Oh, a lot easier. Fortera Stadium? You think they'll let us have it?
I mean, I am the voice of Fortera Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I could probably make that happen, but, you know.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so.
That'd be way more running, though.
It would be.
I'm just going to have to sell popcorn on the sidelines. There ain't no way I'm running 100 yards.
We'll play half court.
That's 50 yards.
Oh, get over it. It was 50 yards out in the back.
Was it 50?
Yeah, it was 50. You're fine. Anyway.
Felt like 100.
Uh-huh. But flag football coming to the Olympics, and a Clarksvillian could be on the Olympic team. How exciting is that? Read that story on ClarksvilleNow.com.
And speaking of running back and forth, final story here, Easter egg hunts.
Uh-huh.
You wondering where the Easter egg hunts are this year? Go to ClarksvilleNow.com. All your Easter egg hunts right there. Also, the Holy Week services. So if you're wondering when various churches are doing their services because you're a Christmas and Easter person, you got all the schedules right there.
I can't go to the store. And it's happened a lot recently. People going, where the heck is a great Maundy Thursday service?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, yeah, what church has the best Maundy Thursday service? Mm-hmm. This is on Clarksville Now. It'll break it down for you.
Yeah, you know, if they're on different times, maybe you can like do a little church hopping and to try out the different ones.
Exactly.
Or leave halfway through and
all
right, hold on. I'm going to the Catholics.
Exactly. You can kind of work it out. I personally judge an entire church by their Maundy Thursday service. Mm-hmm.
So the Easter egg hunts. Do you guys do Easter egg hunts?
What do you mean? Do we do them?
Does your family participate
when
in
their
Easter
kids were young? Did you do them when your kids were young? Yeah,
in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Easter bunny dropped off the eggs.
Oh yeah, of course.
Our kids participated.
Now, did the Easter bunny use actual dyed eggs or the plastic ones for your family?
We asked the Easter bunny to do the plastic eggs. I know that the Easter bunny will drop off a piece of paper for a parent saying plastic or real.
Yeah.
And you just check it off, and then he hippity hops over, picks it up, and then makes it on his chart.
I've been surprised at the number of families who do the real egg.
Really?
Easter. To me, that's crazy.
It seems like a recipe for problems.
Yeah, because you're going to forget about one of them, and you'll find it 2 years later.
And how many kids get excited? Like, if you were to say, kids gather around, I'm going to ask you a question. What would you prefer? A plastic egg with some chocolate in it, or a hard-boiled egg?
Mm-hmm.
I think most kids are picking plastic egg with chocolate in it.
Yeah, I know very few people who are even willing to eat hard-boiled eggs, much less.
What kids are excited like, oh, man, you know what my family does? I can't wait for Easter because I get to find hard-boiled eggs in the yard.
Yeah, yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Dyed purple and green.
There's some kid out there
open and
that just
like,
loves them.
Oh, and it picks up the color.
It's like, oh, this is so good. I love this. This is the most amazing thing ever.
We had a neat tradition for a while of buying, and you can steal this idea if you want, going to Hobby Lobby and buying wooden eggs.
Okay.
And then painting them like like Ukrainian eggs. So we have
increasing... Does money go to help them in their fight against Russia or something? Is that why it's a Ukrainian egg?
No, it's a tradition.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
A Ukrainian Orthodox tradition. So, but we would buy these wooden eggs and then decorate them. And so we've got these, still have them all. So each person in the family would decorate one. So you can tell when the kids were really little.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like this grayish brown mush combining all the colors together. And as they get older, be increasingly
complicated. I love that idea. That is so cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And that's awesome to look at the eggs through the years.
Yeah, because it's like Christmas ornaments, It's like, oh, this was, Timo's from 1994, and this is Meg's from 2003 or whatever.
Well, we did growing up. We didn't do Easter egg hunts growing up. My parents...
Shout out to Wade. Wade had some of the most awesome ones.
Yeah, good job, Wade. We didn't do an Easter egg hunt growing up. My parents just asked the Easter bunny to hide the baskets throughout the house. So we had to find the Easter basket filled, and we got like three or four Easter baskets full of candy and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we had to find them all over the house, and they were hidden.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun.
Why do rabbits like to hide things?
I don't know.
What the heck is up with that?
I have no idea. They like to hide stuff, those rabbits.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that.
I
love that Ukrainian wooden egg thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If my kids were young, I'd make them do that.
Yeah.
But they're old now. They're all grown up and they didn't even want to do it.
Yeah, I was at Kroger last week and I was looking at all the Easter candy and I felt a little twinge of sadness in my heart because we're empty nesters now and no more Easter eggs.
Yeah,
or baskets.
Yeah, they're not coming home for Easter.
Well, we'll see them at Easter.
Yeah,
but
they're still gonna want candy.
Yeah, I guess.
No matter how old the kids get, they're still gonna want candy.
Yeah, maybe I'll go.
If your kids roll up, if your son brings his wife to your house, and then your other kids get there, and there's no candy, but there's some hard boiled eggs, they're never coming back. You got to have baskets for all of them.
Yeah, maybe that's what they need to do. Get some baskets.
Like, listen, we told the bunny he doesn't need to work here anymore. You guys are grown up, but we got you a whole bunch of candy.
Plus, I can get those marshmallow little chick pop things. What do you call the chicks?
The Peeps.
Peeps. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Peeps. There's like root beer flavor now.
I know.
Yeah.
Peeps,
green
by the
apple.
Way, they're better stale. So you got to open the package and let them sit in the air for a little bit.
Yeah,
they get a little chew
like
letting, on.
Letting red wine.
Yes. Yeah. Breathe. Yes.
Yeah, breathe.
Let your Peeps breathe and get all the Easter going ons. The Maundy Thursday services, the Good Friday services, Easter Sunday services, the Easter egg hunts, all listed on the Easter Fun Guide on ClarksvilleNow.com. Is that what called? Is it called the Easter Fun Guide, or just make that up? Let's call it the Easter Fun Guide.
You can call it the Easter Fun Guide. There is an actual name for it.
What is it called?
It's called Pages Loading. Easter Services and Events 2024.
That's what it's called. You can go find that on ClarksvilleNow.com, as well as all the stories we talked about on the Clarksville Rundown, a Clarksville Now original podcast.